Welcome everyone to our November 2024 high tech meeting, our last meeting for this calendar year of the full high tech. I'm Seth Pazinski with the HHS Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy, and I'll be serving as your designated federal officer for today's call. As a reminder, all of our high tech meetings are open to the public, and public feedback is welcome throughout via the Zoom chat feature. The public members also have the opportunity to make verbal comments towards the end of our agenda for today. And we are going to get started with our meeting. So I'd like to announce our ASTP executive leadership that is on the call for today. So we have Steve Posnick, our Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy, and Beth Myers, our Deputy Director for the Office of Policy. And now I'll have a roll call of our high tech members. So when I call your name, if you could please indicate that you are present, and I will start with our co-chairs, Madel Briggs Melanson.
Greetings, everyone.
Thank you. Sarah DeSylvie.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Thank you. Shiloh Blend.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Hans Bootendijk.
Good morning.
Thank you. We did get a message that Michael Shang will not be able to join us today. Derek DeYoung.
Good morning.
Morning. Steve Eichner.
Good morning.
Thank you. Lee Fleischer.
Good morning.
Thank you. Hannah Galvin.
Good day. Good morning.
Thank you. Raj Gudvarti.
Good morning.
Stephen Hester. Bryant Thomas Karras.
Present.
Thank you. Hung Lu.
Good morning.
Morning. Trudy Matthews.
Hello, all.
Hello. Anna McAllister. Hey, Anna, I see that you're. Oh, there you go.
I'm here. Sorry, I just was talking on mute. Sorry about that.
No problem. Thank you. Also got a message from Devin McGraw that she will not be able to join us today. Katrina Miller Parrish.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Aaron Neinstein. Eliel Oliveira. Kikiloma Ashukintan. Rhonda Perkins.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Rochelle Prosser.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Dan Riskin.
Good morning and good afternoon.
Hello. Mark Sendak. Phil Sutherland.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Zanette Sumar King.
Good afternoon.
Naresh Sundar Rajan.
Good afternoon.
And now I'm going to go over our federal representatives to the high tech, Keith Campbell.
Good morning.
Jim Gerges.
Good morning.
Meg Marshall. Alex Muggy.
Hi, and good morning, good afternoon, respectively.
Thank you. And then John Gargillo on behalf of Ram Saram.
Yep, I'm present. Hello.
Thank you. Is there anyone I missed or who has just joined us that would like to announce themselves? Okay, and with that, I will then turn it over to Steve Posnick and Beth Myers for their welcoming remarks.
All right, thanks, Seth. Welcome, everybody. Good day. This is, as Seth mentioned, our last high tech meeting of the year in 2024. So hard to imagine that the year's gone by so quick. But before I forget, I want to wish you and your families an excellent Thanksgiving and enjoy all of the upcoming holidays. While I am saying thanks and well wishes, we do want to recognize Aaron Neinstein, who is our one member of our high tech family that is going to be completing his service at the end of this year. And so I just wanted to express on behalf of ASTP and the rest of the high tech, I'm sure, our appreciation for him lending his time and expertise over the past 3 years. Aaron's had outstanding contributions and dialogue among the HITECH, also serving on the interoperability standards workgroup. And so as all of you already know, it is, a non-trivial task to decide to volunteer your time and to participate, and your engagement is always well appreciated. And so I guess I will be accepting, as the award shows go, I will be accepting the certificate of appreciation for Aaron on his behalf, since he's not here at the moment. And again, very much appreciate you all for spending some time with us today. I'm going to turn it over to Beth in just a minute. Mickey's on assignment today, as we normally say, so he sends his regrets for not being able to join and open things up, but you got me, and we'll be here for a while, and I will turn it over to Beth now to do some additional ASTP updates. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. I just have a few updates and reminders for everyone. The 2024 annual meeting, if you have not registered already, please, please, please do so. We will put the link in the chat on how to register. There is no cost to attend. The meeting is taking place over 2 days in Washington, D.C., so December 4th and 5th in Washington, D.C., and the agenda is available on healthit.gov, so please check that out. The information for the link for registering will be in the chat. For those who are unable to attend in person, the plenary sessions, so if you look at the agenda, you can see what those are. Some really important topics we'll be discussing, and those are all going to be webcast live, so you can still participate and join us during those times for the plenary sessions, even if you can't make the travel to Washington, D.C. in December. Also, a couple new resources available on our website for TEFCA. There are new videos and resources available. We recently released new educational materials to help explain TEFCA and its benefits, and they are sort of targeted at all audiences, so hopefully you'll take a look at those and share them out as well. There are new videos, info sheets, and data sheets available on the TEFCA page on healthit.gov. And then my last update before we get into the meat of our agenda today is the 2024 Draft Federal Fire Action Plan. At the last HITECH meeting on October 17th, we provided an overview of the 2024 Draft Federal Fire Action Plan. And we just wanted to remind everyone that is out there. The public feedback period runs through November 25th, and there are instructions for submitting comments available on healthit.gov. Again, we will put that into the chat for everyone to easily access. Just a reminder again, November 25th, Federal Fire Action Plan comments period is open. So that is it for our announcements for the day. I wanted to just add my thanks to Steve for your time and expertise today for our HITECH meeting, and I will turn it over to Madel and Sarah, our co-chairs.
Well, thank you so much to both you, Steve, as well as you, Beth, for those opening remarks, as well as for all of the great updates that we will actually have come upon us pretty soon. As mentioned, this is our very last HITECH meeting of this year. And I do want to completely say we have done such amazing work this year. And I really want to express my sincere gratitude for the entire HITECH committee. In addition, I do want to express significant gratitude to Aaron Ninestein. This was 3 years of committed service that he has provided to this committee, and it has always been such a pleasure to work directly with Aaron. So Aaron will be missed, but we know that Aaron is still very, very much involved on several different initiatives, so we look forward to continuing to work with him and look forward to continuing to work with all the rest of the HITECH committee. So there has been a very eventful week that we have all experienced this week. But in addition, in terms of HITECH, we've had many other items that have launched. So the Health Equity by Design Task Force launched about 2 weeks ago and is already off to an amazing start. In addition, today we're going to get to review and approve our annual report. And we have many, many, many other fantastic items that we're going to discuss today during this meeting. So really looking forward to this meeting, really looking forward to all the great work we're all going to be doing in this upcoming year as well. So now I'll turn on over to Sarah.
Thank you so much, Madel. I'm going to first just thank you, ASTP colleagues, for kicking us off and for being at this meeting. And again, just echoing my appreciation of Aaron, a deep friend in the ISWG workgroup and colleague, so we will be missed. I'm just going to give a, this is our final meeting of 2024. It's pretty amazing to reflect on all the work we've accomplished over the course of the year with ISWG recommendations, our AI hearings that we held in April, HDI2 comments, annual report comments coming in today, the kickoff of the Health Equity by Design Task Force. Just an immense year, and so grateful to participate in all of this work with all of you and the thoughtful and diverse recommendations that we make on this very critical topic that we work on together here in all of the high tech and all of our different subcommittees. So just thank you all for this amazing year that we've had together, both ASTP colleagues, federal colleagues, and all of the different workforce, the tech subcommittees that we work on together. It is my honor to go through the agenda. So I'm going to kick us off by going to, I've just reflected on what we all accomplished over the course of the whole year. So now we're going to talk about what we are going to accomplish today. We're first going to review a topic near and dear to my heart, the Interoperability Standards Workgroup Charge for 2025. We'll then have the culmination of the amazing work that our friends at the Annual Report Workgroup have done. With Madel and Eliel leading that work, very grateful that they've kept us up to date along the way with updates and engagement, ensuring all of our expertise was part of that final product. But they're going to segue into the USADI Plus presentation, as we often do, focusing on behavioral health. We'll then segue into the draft 2025 high-tech work plan, looking forward into the work of the next year as we reconvene. We'll have public comment and are aiming to adjourn around 3 o'clock. Again, thank you all for coming today. It's been a pleasure to work with you all in 2024 and looking forward to 2025. And now I believe I am passing the mic over to our dear friend, Seth. Seth?
All right, thank you, Sarah. We've got a brief agenda item here. I'm just gonna introduce the charge for the Interoperability Standards Workgroup for work that we anticipate will get started in the January timeframe. We can go to the next slide. So this is our next turn of the crank on the USCDI versioning process. So the overarching charge for the Interoperability Standards Workgroup for 2025 is going to be to review and provide recommendations on the draft USCDI version 6. And then specific charge will be to take a look at that draft USCDI version 6 and provide recommendations to ASTP on new data elements included in that draft V6 and any changes to those elements and whether or not they should be excluded or included for the final USCDI V6 release next year. And then also looking at level 2 data elements not included in the draft USCDI V6 that should be considered to be included in the final USCDI version 6 release. We anticipate the work of the HITECH would be within that public comment period for the draft USCDI V6 coming to conclusion with a approval and vote on final recommendations from the IS work group at the April 10th HITECH meeting. We can go to the next slide. And just for awareness, the draft USCDI V6 has not been released at this point. So this is just us getting the charge to you all so we can start getting the steps in place to firm up our roster and be ready to jump into that work upon the release of the draft USCDI V6 next year. And so the call here really is for any HITECH members that are interested in joining and participating in the Interoperability Standards Workgroup to please just email me at seth.pasinski@hhs.gov. And if you could let me know by close of business next Friday, November 15th, that would be much appreciated. So this is a work group, which means it's a recurring group. So if you were on the roster for last year, if you could just still please send a note to me to confirm that you're interested in continuing to serve on the work group. And if you've not were not on the work group last year or have not previously participated but would like to, certainly welcome you to join that work as well. And then we'll be putting the steps in place and working with the co-chairs to get ready to kick off that work upon the release of the draft USCD IV6. And I believe that's it. We've got a few minutes. If folks have any questions at this point, in anticipation for that IS work group kicking off early next year.
Thank you so much, Seth. Any questions? The charge should be familiar. Again, a topic ever so near and dear to my heart. I love standards, specifically standards that tell stories, and ISWD wades in the weeds on that every year. In the absence of any questions, I do not see any, just giving a break and a pause. I have the honor, Anna, yes?
Hi, sorry to be so slow with raising my hand.
No.
I have a question actually for I guess, Seth. I, as many of you know, I'm leading a work group with consumers with the Sequoia Project. I'm one of the co-chairs of it. And one of the things that I think would be super helpful is to help the people, especially the patient members of the work group, better understand USCDI and the process. And how to contribute and give comments to this process. It's something that only a few folks are even aware of. And my apologies, I'm sitting next to this massive construction zone, so if that's really loud, my apologies. So anyway, I would just love to have like a one-off discussion. I don't know, Ben, if it's Seth or if it's you, Sarah, or whatever, on how that might be facilitated. And I don't need to make it like a something, you know, big and official or whatever. I'd just like to better understand it.
Make sure I've got it right. Is the interest in having like someone from ASTP come and present to that group on the USCDI process and how to engage?
Potentially, I don't know. It would just be great to have a discussion, a one-off discussion about what might make sense. Maybe that's not necessary. Maybe it is. Maybe it would be helpful. Again, I don't think we need to overthink it on high tech, but I would just like to have a better sense of how we can get really smart, informed, engaged patient advocates involved in this issue that really don't have any insight into how it works at all.
Yeah, happy to. I will follow up, Anna, with you offline and put you in contact with our SME lead within ASTP on the USCDI, have that opportunity to connect and see how we can best support and provide either some information or just opportunity to connect on how best to share the opportunity to engage in the USCDI process.
Okay, thank you, Seth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Anna, thank you as always as bringing the patient voice to this perspective. Again, we just kicked off the Health Equity by Design Task Force, and the grounding ourselves in the data as patients' data at heart was a huge part of that conversation. So thank you again. And that's a really good action item. And if I can facilitate or assist in any way, I'd love to. Thank you so much, as always.
Likewise, I'm happy to help out with the Health Equity by Design Task Force. I just trying to be realistic about my time commitments to the many task force we have committee, but yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions on the charge for the ISWD 2025 subcommittee or work group? Again, okay, thank you. And now I have the honor of transitioning to the next item on the agenda. I have the honor of welcoming my brilliant co-chair, Madel, and our friend Eliel to present on the annual report work group's findings. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And yes, incredibly excited to present the final version of the annual report work group. And unfortunately, Eliel is traveling today. So I will be presenting all of the various different recommendations that are directly in the annual report work group, just to make sure that everyone has the context of what we're going to do today. As you know, we've gone through an extensive process as the annual report work group to gather not only all the work that HITECH has been doing throughout this year, but also to provide an insight into the future of where we believe health technology can go. So we're all very proud of this annual report work group. Today, we're going to go through the last pieces in order to prepare for the vote today. Now, as I proceed, and I want to just start with this first, if there are any additional friendly revisions, and they cannot be of significant substance, just because we have to vote on this today, what we are going to ask is that any revisions or any other friendly amendments will have to be put in writing in the chat, and then those have to be voted on before we actually vote on the entire annual report work group. And so I'll provide more details about that as well, but I just want to start off saying thank you all for all of the recommendations and the revisions that so many of you all actually placed into this report. And then I have a special acknowledgement for the work group and all of the other ASTP groups that made this report possible in a few moments. So let's go ahead and get started and dive right on in. Next slide. So once again, this was an overview of what we've done so far. We're going to go really quickly through the meeting schedules, and then we're also going to discuss the revised draft of the HITECH annual report, and then we'll go into the details about the vote for approval that will take place today. Next slide. Next slide. So you can see the extensive amount of work that we put in. Now, one thing that was very unique for this year is that we had a condensed timeline versus some of the years that we've had in the past, and which now what we're doing moving forward is that this report will always be approved by the end of the calendar year so that it can be submitted directly to the national coordinator, which then goes on to the Secretary of HHS and Congress. So this was the first time we had a more of a condensed schedule, but we executed it brilliantly, and the work group and all the teams were just amazing. Next slide. This is also just a meeting schedule of all the times that we have come before the HITECH full committee. And you can see today is November 7th, where we are going to approve the revised draft of the fiscal year 2024 annual report work group so that it can move forward in order to be transmitted to all of the key parties. Next slide. So what are the next steps for the development of the annual report work group? Well, today we're going to vote, which is going to be very exciting. As I mentioned, the HITECH will then transmit the final annual report to the Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy and National Coordinator for Health IT, Dr. Mickey Tripathi. And then from there, the Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy, I'm not going to say the entire name, will then forward it to the Secretary of HHS and then on to Congress. In addition to that, once all the transmissions have occurred, the link to this report will be posted on healthit.gov. And ASTP already has an amazing social media plan in order to get this report out. But we as HITECH committee members are also encouraged to share the final report with all of our circles. So whether you post it on social media, whether you blast it through your listservs, it is very important that we do so, because this report actually highlights all the work that we did this year. And it also highlights where we, as the HITECH committee, feel that our health technology should go in the future. So please, 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 once it's final, once it's posted on healthit.gov, please feel free to also share it within all of your social media channels. I know I will, and I hope that all the rest of you will do so as well. Next slide. All right, so let's go on in into the discussion of the revised draft HITECH annual report. And the first thing that we'll do, we'll go to the next slide, and if not, we'll bring up the comments form. Great. So this, once again, this is just an outline of the revised draft HITECH annual report. It starts off with a foreword and then goes into a bit about we as the HITECH and our initial charge. It discusses the HITECH target areas in the Cures Act, the health IT infrastructure landscape. Then it goes into all of the amazing work that all of you all and also all of us have done over the past fiscal year 2024. And then there's an appendix. Next slide. So this here shows all of the new high-tech target areas that are now incorporated into fiscal year 24 report. And as we know, we have a brand new target area. As high-tech has convened, we have now included three new target areas throughout the years, with this year incorporating the use of artificial intelligence that improves health and healthcare. And the whole point of this target area, which we will continue to focus on as the years go into play, is how we need to think about utilizing the emerging health IT by providers, patients, and other interested parties safely, securely, and equitably to achieve better health outcomes for all. Next slide. All right, and so I'm going to pause us here, and what I'm going to do is actually ask Excel to bring up our comments section. And so what this is going to show are all of the different comments and recommended revisions that was submitted by the high-tech committee. And I'm just going to go very quickly through that in order to indicate which comments or which revisions were added from all of you all as high-tech. And one of the things, just to orient you to this form, we have the section, the subsection, exactly the page number from the PDF, the high-tech member that submitted that revision, the original language that was in the report, the high-tech member suggestion, which is actually redlined, as you can see, and then also proposed solution. Now, of note, when it's green, that means that we, as the annual report work group in partnership with ASTP, included that revision. If it's grayed out, that doesn't mean that we're not going to include it, just not on this report, because there may be other implications that need to actually be considered before putting it into the report, because it may be linked to other areas and other reports within ASTP or within HHS, or we just didn't have enough sufficient time in order to discuss that topic or recommended subtopic and incorporate it into this year's report. So anything that is grayed out, just to let all of the high-tech members know, we have already placed it into the parking lot for us to jump on that and start off really fresh with discussing that at, during next year's convening for the annual report work group. So just wanted to orient everyone to that area. All right, so if we continue to go on down, you can see that we, our first change was just in terms of some redlining and rewording of the target area description for our brand new target area of use of artificial intelligence that improves health and healthcare. And as we continue to go down, there was also some additional recommended changes to some of the other target areas that have already been solidified. And so what we said is right now, no change will be made to this report, but we will 100% put it into the parking lot for the fiscal year 25 annual report for discussion and consideration. Let's keep on going down. We also have here in the area of interoperability, you can see that there were several recommendations also made by our high-tech members. We thank you, both Ike and Hans, for these. And once again, solely due to it's in the target area description and or the target area title of past target areas, we could not make that change for this report, but we are going to take all of these into consideration during the fiscal year 25 annual report. And you will see that some of those recommended changes, which are very strong changes and clarifying changes, you can also see that through the areas of privacy and security, patient access to information, and also patient access to information for the next, the last area on this, on the page as well. Let's keep on scrolling down. Now, this is where some changes were made. One of the things in terms of our illustrative stories, there were some recommendations from our various different high-tech members in order to clarify and increase the impact of each one of those stories. So some of the recommendations from Bryant for the story that was illuminating public health, we accepted those different recommendations and made those recommendations, and they're incorporated now into the annual report work, and the annual report. Same thing from Phil in the areas of interoperability. We also thank you for those recommendations, and those changes were also made. Now, in the next area, in terms of interoperability that was provided by Derek, we are all in full agreement that we need to incorporate payers into more of the ecosystem when we think about interoperability, as well as all of our other work when it comes to payers within the nation. And because it's such an important topic, we decided to put that in the parking lot because we have to go pretty deep and we have to really uncover so many of the different, not only challenges, but the opportunities, and especially as we incorporate payer data and think about interoperability. So once again, we thank you for those recommendations. Let's keep on going down. In terms of some of the additional changes, Phil also submitted a recommendation in interoperability underneath our subsection of LTPACs. And this was just to kind of clarify some of the story, and that change was made, as well as additional changes throughout the LTPAC subsection. I'm sorry for that. My screen just went out, so just give me one quick moment.
I'm having a little bit of a technical difficulty, but that is okay. We will adapt as is. So I hope everyone, you cannot see me, but I'm just going to go off the screen very quickly, but we'll still continue on. So the next piece that we actually did here is that we incorporated all of various different fields areas as mentioned, and we can keep on scrolling through. And this was also a recommendation by Phil as well in terms of incorporating one of the additional suggestion to our activities that was underneath the both the target area of interoperability and subsection of the LTPAC interoperability. So we also accepted those changes. Now, the next two lines actually focus on some recommendations throughout interoperability as well. However, we were not able to make that change solely because we needed more time to truly, again, unpack, especially when it came to further improvement of data quality and further improvement of data sharing. And so we will be making sure to revisit that during next year's annual report work group. Next slide, we'll keep on going through. And one additional piece here, though, is that Michael did recommend in underneath the target area, privacy and security, that we made sure that we tried to clarify some of the language of saying transparency and use of de-identified data pursuant to HIPAA. And we did incorporate that important change. And then also there were additional recommendations for Michael and Devin. And so once again, we did not have sufficient time to incorporate that into this year's annual report, but is directly in the parking lot for us to address for next year. So those are some of the various different changes that we were able to incorporate. And if we were unable to do so this year, we made sure to put it on the parking lot, and we're going to dive right on into it early at the very first quarter of the year. So thank you to everyone that submitted any additional recommendations or revisions. And so at this point, Excel, why don't we move towards our overall report? So now we're gonna move to our beautiful report in its beautiful new format. And we're just gonna flip through this so you all can see the final format of the report before we go to the vote. So once again, this is the title slide, and we will just keep on going through, next slide, our table of contents, and which is beautiful because you can actually click on it in order to get to the section you like. And this is also has increase accessibility because we want to make sure that this report is inclusive for all to actually read and navigate. So it has all of the various different accessibility standards have been incorporated into this report as well. Next slide. This is a foreword from the co-chairs of HITECH, just saying welcome to reading this wonderful report that highlights all the great work from the HITECH committee as well as ASTP. Next slide. This tells a little bit about HITECH. Next slide. As well as the new, six new high-tech target areas, including our brand new one of the use of artificial intelligence that improves health and healthcare. Next slide. A little bit of the health IT landscape to date. Next slide. And then it actually gives some of the various different target areas with the subsequent topics that are described throughout the rest of the report. Next slide. This also highlights that a lot of the work that we are highlighting in this annual report directly align with some of the federal activities across the various different HHS agencies. So we really wanted to include this and highlight this, as you all know, to show that the work that we're proposing and the recommendations that we are offering, they're not being offered in isolation and actually does align with the overall work that HHS is currently has in flight. Next slide. Then we get into our very first target area, which is the use of artificial intelligence that improves health and healthcare. Next slide. And then goes into the story that shows the future state of where we believe artificial intelligence should be and the standards that and principles and policies that should be in play. Next slide. This goes over, and this is the same for all six of the target areas. It goes over the topic, the key gaps, the key challenges, key opportunities, and recommended high-tech activities for the upcoming years, especially in terms of the immediate opportunities, meaning next year, 2025, 2026. And then you'll also, of course, see some of the recommendations that are more longer-term opportunities, meaning after the year 2026. Next slide. This is more of use of AI in health and healthcare. Next slide. And we'll keep on just scrolling through, such as everyone can see. Then we're to our second target area, design and use of technologies that advance health equity. Let's keep on just scrolling through. Starts off with our story. Next slide. Then all of the various topics and recommendations from the high tech. Next slide. Then technologies that support public health with the intro. Next slide. Then all of the stories to really highlight where the future state is for public health and public health interoperability and technologies. Next slide. All of the various different topics and recommended high-tech activities for public health. Next slide. And then directly into interoperability, which you see we have several subtopics underneath this area. Next slide. First starts off with our story to show interoperability and at its greatest and finest. Next slide. All of the various different topics and recommended high-tech activities. Next slide. And keep on going with more of the various different topics. Next slide. And then you'll see some of the longer-term opportunities that we plan to implement in year 2027 and or later. Next slide. Then privacy and security. And you see that there are three topics underneath here, and here's the introduction for it. Next slide. We start off as always with our important story to highlight the importance of this topic and where we're going. Next slide. Then the topic, recommended high-tech activities. Next slide. As well as additional longer-term opportunities for privacy and security, which is a very, very important topic for us to lean into. Next slide. We also here have the next section, which is patient access to information, the two topics with the intro on this slide. Next slide. Also the illustrative story that actually does highlight all of the different future state of patient access to information, which I think we're going to have a very robust discussion about during our upcoming year here on high tech. Next slide. More of the topics and recommended high tech activities. Next slide. More of the PGHD, and again, another shout out, especially to Erin Ninesteen, who's been one of the leads in this area, in addition to Anna McAllister. So we appreciate you all for always highlighting PGHD. Next slide. And then this actually, that's the end of all of the key target areas, but no report would be sufficient if we did not actually acknowledge all of the amazing work that this committee in partnership with ASTP has been able to accomplish over the year. So high-tech progress for fiscal year 2024, and first list all of the work, the overall accomplishments that we have been able to achieve, HTI2 and all of our different recommendations for it. In addition, all of our public meetings of the full committee with over 50 public meetings for our subcommittees. And we, as this year's high-tech, delivered over 206 recommendations and its annual report to the national coordinator. Just an immense amount of work, and also just rooted in expertise. So it's just been a phenomenal, phenomenal and highly productive year. And then also all of the various different subcommittees that all of us have participated on, not only just the annual report work group, but again, the HTI2 proposed rule task force, the interoperability standards workforce, as well as we concluded the pharmacy interoperability and emerging therapeutics task force 2023, which led over into 2024. So we wanted to include that. So again, congratulations and thank you to all of you for all of the commitment and the work that you provided. Next slide. This also goes a little bit deeper into the annual report work group, what the charge was, and again, all of the accomplishments that were highlighted through the annual report work group. Next slide. Then directly into the HTI2 proposed rule task force and more details about the charge and what was accomplished. Next slide. And then the ISWG, which we are excited to launch at the beginning of the year, and all the accomplishments that we did achieve for USCDI version 5 with the recommendations from the ISWG. And we look forward to the additional recommendations from the ISWG on USCDI version 6. Next slide. And the Pharmacy Interoperability and Emerging Therapeutics Task Force. This was one of the first task force that focused on all of these different areas. And once again, an immense amount of amazing work and recommendations that was presented forward. Next slide. Great. And then we get into the appendix, and we'll just flip through this very quickly so everyone does see it. Thank you, Excel. Just feel free to, keep on flipping. Great. If you go back one more moment, this is just all of the acknowledgments for those on the annual report. I just want to take this time to say once again, thank you to not only my co-chair Eliel, who helped to lead the charge for this year's annual report work group, but this lists all of the various different members. And each one of you all played such an important role in thinking about and constructing and also thinking through all of the feedback from the high-tech. I want to give a special, special thank you also to all of our ASTP colleagues, Michelle Murray, who has also been the true leader of this space, along with all the assistants from Seth and Whitney. And a special, special thank you to Audacious Inquiry. They are the folks in the background that are listening to every single word, trying to decipher what we're trying to say, and then represent our thoughts and our concepts back in a way that is intelligible, that is actionable, and that actually interweaves with all. So I just want to say thank you to everyone on this slide, and especially to also our ASTP and Audacious Inquiry colleagues. We can never do this without you, and we appreciate all of your support and throughout all of these various different months. Next slide. And then last but never least is also to all of our high-tech members. We just have a phenomenal, phenomenal high-tech committee. And I look forward to working with all of you all. And this is just, the annual report is a culmination of all of our dedication and commitment. And so I just want to thank you, want to sincerely thank all the amazing work of the annual report work group, and just look forward to our continued success together, as well as our continued impact together. And so on that note, we will move into discussion, and I will see if I can fix some of my technology here in my office. Thank you so much, Excel team. So at this moment, any thoughts or last minute discussions before I turn it on over to Sarah for the vote?
Any questions for Madel before we go into the vote?
And I'm successful. I fixed all of my technology in my office.
Amazing work.
Again, climate change, we're having winds, and I think it's impacting some aspects. All of my electricity went out. So yes, but any questions, any additional thoughts? All right. Well, again, thank you. Thank you all. You all are all amazing. So Sarah, I'll turn it on over to you.
Thank you so much. And again, I'm just going to echo what I put into the chat, immense work. The last couple months have just been one significant effort by the amazing group and subcommittees of the High Tech after another, and this is no different. Do I have a motion to approve the annual report as presented?
This is Cheryl, motion.
Do I have a second on that?
This is Phil, I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? We're doing a verbal today. The hands can delay being decreased. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The annual report as presented has passed a vote by High Tech. Again, co-chairs, amazing work. Thank you so, so much for the significant call to arms in the best way possible, and very, very grateful.
Thank you, everyone, and congratulations, everyone. And when this is posted, please share it. It's a lot of great work and representative of all of you. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you so, so much. Again, just a significant achievement. Congratulations to all. It is now my honor to segue into the next item on the agenda. Just again, reflecting onto the immensity of what was just discussed, we welcome Lori Haberman to discuss the USCDI Plus Behavioral Health Update. Again, thank you so much. And I hope I pronounced your last name correctly. If not, please correct me. Oh, I think you're muted.
I see that. Thank you. My name is Lori Haberman.
There you go.
I appreciate you guys having me here to talk about this important work we're doing in the behavioral health space. And I am now having technology difficulties. Okay, next slide, please. All right, so just to provide a little detail on the agenda here, we'll go ahead and get started and talk a little bit about the SAMHSA ASTP Behavioral Health Information Technology, or as we call it, the BHIT initiative. And then the next thing, we'll just dive right into the USCDI Plus Behavioral Health, the work that we've currently done over the last year and a couple months, and then talk a little bit about the next steps. Next slide, please. All right, the SAMHSA ASTP BHIT initiative, it's a collaboration funded by SAMHSA to advance the health information technology in behavioral health care and practice settings. And the project identifies a pilot set of USCDI Plus behavioral health data elements by SAMHSA's Substance Abuse Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery Services Block Grant and their Community Mental Health Services Block Grant grantees. So the new USCDI Plus domain for behavioral health will aim to improve the effectiveness and reduce the cost of data capture, use, and exchange for behavioral health providers. As part of the BHIT initiative, ASTP will develop and publish a behavioral health information resource, or BHIR, to support those who wish to use the USCDI Plus BH data set, as well as provide technical assistance to pilot participants. Many of the providers receive the block grant and discretionary grant fundings, as well as Medicaid and other fundings. So reporting requirements are a significant burden and they vary by funding source. And lack of behavioral health data captured is often a barrier for grantees. And then as well as challenges with data segmentation for privacy and understanding consent. All right, next slide, please. I'll go ahead and jump right into the data set. All right, so this slide talks about what data is essential to behavioral health. The initiative held some listening sessions with partners, published a draft USCDI Plus BH data set for public comment, and conducted additional research to determine what the essential data elements for the BH domain would be. Additionally, we've looked across other USCDI Plus domains to harmonize. And the two primary use cases we have are behavioral health overarching, which is really more related to mental health and substance abuse specialty care. And then the other use case we have is the comprehensive care use case. And that use case includes information to exchange between behavioral health and physical health treatment and routine care. So as you can see on the slide, we've gone through some of the, looked at the assessment tools as well as, you know, critical elements for clinical decision making and outcomes, working with social determinants of health and co-occurring or comorbid conditions, and importantly, trauma-informed care, criminal justice, polypharmacy, and recovery. Next slide, please. All right. The USCDI Plus data set builds on USCDI. I'm not going to go into details on that because I think there's been several presentations that have covered that in the recent months. I see a hand up.
I can keep my question till the end.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Sure. We'll keep all questions to the discussion. Some people may raise their hands just to get in line, but we'll keep all questions to the discussion area.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so the USCDI Plus data set, as I was saying, builds on USCDI to capture and exchange the specific data between providers, as well as supporting the reporting use cases. The second bullet here mentions the work we're doing to align the work across the agencies and harmonize elements to make sure that we meet the community needs. And then the last bullet here really narrows in on alignment with SAMHSA's data modernization efforts to improve interoperability across the care continuum. Next slide, please. All right. So a lot of hard work's gone into creating multiple versions of the USCDI Plus data set at this point. We published the version 0.01 in March for a 60-day public comment period that closed in May. We reviewed those comments to come up with a refined version 0.02 set, and held dispositioning sessions to further iterate on that data set, and which we then created this 0.03 data set, which was the basis of the FHIR implementation guide that we tested at the September HL7 Connectathon. There's a link to that profile or to that implementation guide in the slide if you're interested in reviewing that. Next slide, please. All right, we'll go into next steps. And next slide, please. The team will continue to evolve this data set by refining the two use cases, the comprehensive care and reporting use cases, during piloting that will be coming up. We're coordinating the work as well with the human services work that's being done to mature the SDOH data elements, with a goal to publish a draft V1.0 of the USCDI Plus behavioral health data set toward the end of the BHIT initiative, which is a 3+ year contract. As we iterate on the data set, we also plan to refine the FHIR implementation guide for pilot use, and then again, we'll refine it further from lessons learned from the pilot program. Next slide, please. And just to talk a little bit about the pilot program, the team's working hard to develop this pilot program right now to test, validate, and refine the USCDI Plus behavioral health elements, as well as the FHIR IGs among the SAMHSA's block grantees and sub-grantees. There will definitely be more details to come on this. And we're really looking at technical feasibility to assess the technical capabilities of pilot sites, data interoperability, to look at the ability of the behavioral health providers to exchange the data across systems, providers, state agencies, and federal systems, as well as for administrative efficiency. All right, next slide. And we are on to questions and discussions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lori, for that amazing presentation to highlight our USCDI Plus behavioral health. And so now we'll open it up for some discussion. I know that there were some hands above. So if there's, Brian, did you want to go ahead and ask your question?
Sure. Lori, thank you so much for a fabulous presentation and super important work. I think this is a public health crisis that predated the pandemic, and carrying this work on is phenomenal. And I love seeing the continued investment in pushing the standards. My question is, I know you've been the University of Washington's one of your partners in some of this work and research, but I'm curious if beyond opioid use cases, if there's been inclusion of data elements in USCDI Plus for behavioral health advanced directives, capturing the patient's wishes for how their inpatient or treatment processes will go when they're in a sound state, so that it can be leveraged during a crisis. Is that part of the scope of this activity?
There has been some work done on that. Liz, can I ask you to speak a little bit about the testing that was done on one of the advanced directive use cases at the HL7 Connectathon?
Yeah, we had a couple of vendors working with us through testing the behavioral health IG. And one was specifically focused around advanced directives. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for the report out aspect of it, so I don't know exactly what some of their feedback was, but they were actively engaged in working through the behavioral health IG.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you. Any additional questions? Well, Lori, while people are thinking of their questions, I did have one question. I noticed that it did mention about the criminal justice system and capturing data. Can you share a little bit more about how that was discussed and sort of the charge or the thought process behind like that type of data being incorporated into these standards?
Sure. That is one of the critical elements here is looking at how it I'm sure it came from work that we did to assess what data elements needed to be included. So we did have some listening sessions that happened. We definitely have worked with various partners to determine what those critical areas are. Am I answering or do you need
yes,
additional info?
I think what I was referring to more is the rationale behind using it, especially, you know, I can see it from all sides, but what I'm always concerned about is using that data in any form of bias or discriminatory way in terms of treating the patients if they do have, if they have had encounters with the criminal justice system in the past. So that's what I was really referring to, the rationale behind that specific data standard and what the thoughts were in terms of how it will be utilized.
Understood. I'm not sure I'm prepared to answer that question at this time. I don't know if somebody else on the line who's also been part of the project is able to provide a little more information on that.
Well, if not, it's just a question, would love to, you know, just that's just some of my thoughts whenever I see criminal justice information being brought into the healthcare or the clinical or public health setting. It can be very stigmatizing and it can lead to discriminatory behavior. So that's why, you know, if we're going to bring those standards in, it's really important to understand why and how it's supposed to be used because we don't want it to be to cause unintentional harm to the patient. So thank you for that.
Understood. Yeah. And that's great feedback. And we'll definitely make sure we take that back. John, you were...
Yeah, I can jump in just provide a little bit of additional color to help answer the question. But yeah, the project is primarily focused on those more technical aspects of content. However, when we do the pilots, those types of policy considerations that wrap around that data use are certainly things that we're going to examine. So that's, you know, sort of to come.
Great. Thank you both. All right, Anna, I see your hand.
Yeah, I was just wondering, thank you for this. I was just wondering how patients have been involved. Have they been involved? What was the process for getting input from patients or advocacy groups on what's important and how this would work? Or if that's plans.
We have had some patient advocates that have been involved in this process. And, you know, the work is far from done. And we will continue to engage patient advocates as well as patients in this process.
Okay. I mean, has that been like as part of work groups? Are they like suggesting and giving input into the specific things that you're considering including? How does, what does that
mean? We've had patient advocates as part of the work groups and as well as some of the listening sessions that have been held.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that important piece, Anna, of just making sure that we do incorporate our patients and the patient voice into all that we develop. Thank you. Thank you, Lori, as well. Rochelle. Oh, Rochelle, we can't hear you. You may be double muted. Well, you're not muted on our side, but you may be muted. Yep, there we go. We can hear you.
Just had a question surrounding the use of AI. Are you setting standards in place within the tools to use AI or any language learning models? within your behavioral health foray into interoperability?
We have not looked at that in this specific project at this point, but there's other work that is going on that within ASTP that does look at that. John, can you respond to that?
Yeah, I think you hit it, Laura. Yeah, going to be generally out of scope for the project.
Just some feedback. When you begin your foray, could we please think about cultural sensitivity, the way different cultures...
Rochelle, are you able to speak up just a little bit or get a little closer to the mic?
I am so far in. Hold on one
second. Okay. There we go.
So as you begin to do your investigation within behavioral health using language learning models, I just encourage you to please be mindful of the way different cultures and different populations speak about mental health conditions, so that we don't use language learning that becomes punitive based on behavioral patterns of language and linguistic speak as AI tools learn up based on imaging, background information, et cetera. So thank you for your time.
And thank you, Rochelle, for that comment. And to your point, we know, especially in the mental health and behavioral health domain, when using natural language processing, there's been several observances that between various different cultures, because different cultures may identify mental health in different ways, the natural language processing or even how it's discussed may not be, it's not all in one type of category. So really making sure that we're paying attention to both cultural sensitivity as well as language differences. I think that's a really important piece, so that we can be all inclusive in this work and address the epidemic of behavioral health and mental health issues we're facing. So thanks, Rochelle, for that. Sarah.
Hi, I put this in the chat, but just regarding building off of your comment, Madel, I just want to note that Gravity has the humbling job of convening experts in incarceration status and intersections with the criminal justice system over the course of our fall 2024 cycle. So the ethical requirements of doing so with care and like eliminating bias and fostering health has been our North Star over the course of the last few months. And so we'll be producing both ethical guidelines with their at their direction and data standards guidelines to support critical health equity use cases, but just want to elevate again what you've mentioned, and very, very lucky to have all of these leading national experts in incarceration, health, and health equity assisting Gravity, and happy to integrate that at any time into any other work happening in the ecosystem. So thanks, Madel, for elevating that.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for this amazing resource, and thank you to Gravity. So Lori, any additional thoughts about that?
Yeah, so that is definitely one of the areas where we're looking to align our work with. So thank you for that information.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Lori. And again, I love this resource that you just provided, Sarah. Any other questions for Lori and the team? Okay, I'm not seeing or hearing any, but Lori, thank you. This is such important work. This is work that is going to continue to move us along with really leaning into addressing and supporting our patients in terms of behavioral health and mental health. So we really do thank you for presenting all of these amazing standards. And if there's any way that any of us can help, you can see we're all very passionate about it. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Thank you, Lori. All right. I think at this point in time, we're going to transition to Seth for something that is incredibly exciting. The HITECH 2025 work plan. I almost want to do a drum roll, Seth. Can we do a drum roll in anyway? So we'll turn it on over to you, Seth.
All right. I tried. I don't know if it came through.
No, I didn't hear it. Didn't hear it.
I'm going to go walk through the initial draft plans for the HITECH coming up next year. We can go to the next slide. So I'm going to walk through just the process, and this is kind of our standard process that we do around this time each year. The ASTP support team has looked back at the various kind of legislative requirements, existing work plans, and emerging issues that are of interest to ASTP, and work with our executive leadership to get direction on a draft work plan for the HITACH for next year. We've also taken a look at prior HITACH deliberations, and as well certainly looked at the HITACH annual report, which has been voted and approved. So that factors into the planning for next year as well. Today is just an opportunity to share kind of what the plans look like for next year, and an opportunity for you all to share what would be areas of interest that you're particularly be interested in the HITACH taking on next year. And then we'll come back as we kick things off at the start of next year with the HITACH to go over a final HITACH work plan. And we can go to the next slide. So just recapping, and Madel and Sarah both, you know, shared some highlights of all the work that the committee has done over the past year. So from a work task force, like work plan and hearing standpoint, the HITACH completed the annual report work group for FY23. And as of today, also wrapped up the FY24 annual report. Interoperability Standards Work Group provided recommendations on the draft USCDI V5. We also had the artificial intelligence hearing earlier this year. Recently in September, concluded the work on the HTA2 proposed rule task force for 2024. Now with the FY24 annual report wrapping up, we have the Health Equity by Design task force, which is underway. We also went over the charge for the interoperability standards workforce for the coming year to take a look at draft USCDI V6. So we can go to the next slide. This just gives you kind of a Gantt chart view of upcoming HITACH meeting dates. So that first row is all the full HITACH meeting dates for next year, which have been distributed to y'all and should be on your calendars at this point. We also have the schedule for the next cycle of the HITACH annual report work group. So that will be focused on FY25. You'll notice they're starting that work a little bit earlier in the timeframe than we have in past years. So kudos to the HITACH annual report work group and to the HITACH overall for kind of adjusting that timeframe. We now have those reports coming out closer to the end of the fiscal year period. So going forward, you can see kind of the revised timeline for that HITACH annual report work group. We talked earlier for the charge. So the interoperability standards work group will get underway upon the release of the draft USCDI V6 from ASTP. And that will run through the public comment period, which we anticipate going through the April 10th HITACH meeting. In addition, we will have our next iteration of the Adopted Standards Task Force. So this is a 21st Century Cures Act requirement. We've completed one iteration of this with the HITACH 3 years ago, where the HITACH will take a look at all of the adopted standards that HHS has adopted through rulemaking, through ASTP's regulatory activities, and then we'll be making recommendations on whether to maintain or not those standards or update them. So the Cures Act requires that we revisit that annual standards a task force on a 3-year cycle. So we are now 3 years out from the first iteration of the Adopted Standards Task Force. We looked to kind of separate that given its focus on standards not overlap with the IS work group process for next year. So we'll have a short break there between wrapping up the interoperability standards work group and the focus on draft USCDI V6, and then we'll pick up on the HITACH taking a look at all of the standards that have been adopted through ASTP rulemaking and making recommendations on whether to maintain, update, or sunset those. And then, as you're all aware, we kicked off the Health Equity by Design Task Force 2 weeks ago. And so that will, we anticipate running through May of next year. For USCDI plus domains, we anticipate a similar structure that we had with HITECH this year. And like we just had with the USCDI plus behavioral health domain, where as different pieces of the USCDI plus domains are being made available for public feedback, we'll have presentations and discussions with you all and give you the opportunity to weigh in on those data element sets and use cases and other aspects of the USCDI plus portfolio of domains. And we can go to the next slide. And then just to highlight the areas of emphasis that you all voted on earlier in the meeting to approve, there are six target areas that the HITECH has identified and are also identified in the 21st Century Cures Act. And then listed out here, just all of the activities that and topics that were identified in the FY24 HITECH annual report. So just including these for your reference as potential additional activities for the HITECH as we look to move into next year. And then we can go to the next slide. And then before turning it over for discussion, also just wanted to share kind of the primary ways in which we can engage on topics through the HITECH. So one obviously is with subcommittees where we're, we would be charging HITECH to kind of dig in deeply on a particular topic area and provide recommendations, which will come up through vote to the Assistant Secretary for Technology Policy. We also have the opportunity to do HITECH hearings, and that's an opportunity for areas where we want to have a robust discussion and invite additional subject matter experts from across industry or government or other groups to present perspectives with regards to a particular topic and have discussion across all the HITECH members as well with any of those invited experts to kind of have a deep public dialogue on a particular topic. And then we also have the opportunity to have presentations and discussions at the full committee meetings as well. So as you think about the topics, and this is an aspect that's also addressed as part of the annual report work group, is kind of ways in which ASTP and the HITECH can engage on various topics. So just wanted to kind of refresh folks' memories on the opportunities and ways in which we can engage through the HITECH on various topics. So with that, I'll pause and turn it back to our HITECH co-chairs to facilitate the discussion.
Hello, any questions on the charted 2025 HITECH work plan? Feel free to raise your hands and we will bring in your voice. Bryant?
Just trying to be patient and let others chime in first. Seth, as always, part of my voice here is to make sure that public health doesn't fall to be an afterthought. And I know we've had one round of USCDI plus public health, but as you know, public health isn't something that's one and done. It's an ever-evolving priority and issue as different challenges evolve and hit us differently. And I'm wondering, is there a plan for ones that have gone through the cycle in that, beautiful wheel to come back around and be revisited, updated, enhanced?
Yes. Yeah. So that's the intent. For the USCDI plus domains, the expectation is at a minimum we'll have a presentation to provide an update and discussion. And we'll be looking towards the, as domains have items out for public comment, but also have the opportunity if there are other interests, that would make for a timely discussion on the USDI Plus domains, we can look at those as well. But that would be the opportunity to weigh back in on any feedback that you have on the USDI Plus domain overall, as well as anything that's specifically out for public comment at that point. So that's the intent for next year, is at a minimum, we'll cycle back through the five topics that we've started engagement with you all on this year. So that was behavioral health, which kind of rounded it out for today. But we also had the USDI Plus domains on quality, on cancer, on maternal health, and then I'm forgetting one. Sorry.
Yeah, you're probably forgetting public health. Everyone always does. So great. And I just, to put color on it, I feel like we've got an opportunity with this process to get out ahead of the curve, and with highly pathogenic avian influenza, making sure that we have more than we need before we need it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I know one of the additional USCI public health domains that we'll look to have an initial conversation with HITECH on is on sickle cell disease, which was one of the more recent initiated efforts under the US USCDI public health or USCDI plus domain.
Any other questions from our esteemed HITECH members on this, on the work plan for 2025? That's just pure excitement.
And I do just want to express the appreciation for all the great work on the HITECH annual report. That is a primary source for us as we look to understand, where the committee is identifying areas for ASTP, both to have activities as well as to engage with you all on additional topics to benefit from your all's feedback. So that's a wonderful resource for us and certainly helps us in our annual work planning. So thank you again for that.
Seth, before we segue into public comment, Bryant asked a question I myself asked. And so you might want to say that out loud through all the...
Yes, thank you. So with regards to ASTP's regulatory schedule, so at this point, we communicate our plans for ASTP regulations through the Unified Agenda. So at this time, there are no ASTP rules listed on the Unified Agenda. So no HTI-3 task force at this point. But that would be the place where we would communicate any future regulatory plans on behalf of the agency through the Unified Agenda. So the opportunity, we present this at draft, and certainly there's opportunity for that to for the work plan to evolve over the course of the year, as we certainly have experienced in the past, whether that's through ASTP's regulatory plans or the opportunity for incoming priorities too, as we go through our presidential transition as well. So certainly a draft work plan and a place that we want to communicate what we are working on and understand is happening, but always the opportunity for that to evolve as priorities emerge over the course of the year.
Thank you so much. Ike?
Yeah, Seth, thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. I guess can you talk for a little bit or a moment about patient engagement, opportunities in patient involvement in decision-making and access to data, because that's been a theme that's come across in numerous spaces, at least in 2024. And I'm not sure that I saw it in the work plan for 2025. Is it an undercurrent?
Yeah, I think that was one of the areas that certainly highlighted with a number of recommendations on behalf of the HITECH in the annual report for FY24. So we will be taking a look at that, and we'll also be working with our ASTP executive leadership on, are there potential additional topics that we would anticipate bringing to the HITECH next year? So that's certainly one that we would take under consideration and look at what the HITECH has recommended through the annual report.
Thank you. And obviously, public health is something that definitely needs recommendation. Definitely plus one to Brian on that.
Thank you so much. Anna?
Just picking up on Ike's excellent question about patient engagement. I mean, I'd be interested in knowing how that proceeds. And again, happy to be involved in any discussions or brainstorms or whatever, because I do think it's a critical need. I don't know how that works in terms of government stuff. I'm blissfully ignorant about some of those rules, but like just throwing that out there is, I think it's incredibly important. Thanks, Ike, for raising it within this context. So anyway, let me know.
Yeah, we'll be looking to come back to at the like I said, at the start of the year. And if you know what we'll be taking into consideration the annual report that was approved today. So that you did a great job on enumerating some of the aspects from a patient engagement standpoint or inpatient burden as well. So that's one of the things that we'll be looking at to identify potential ways to engage with the HITECH on next year.
Any other questions? This is our last topic for today before we segue into public comment. I'm going to close this section of the agenda then by extending my deep appreciation to Seth and the ASTP colleagues who helped craft our work plan for 2025. Knowing how exciting and diligent and thoughtful our completion of the 2024 work plan was, it's exciting. It's good to look forward to 2025 and know what we'll be addressing. I believe, Seth, I transition to you now to have assist with Excel with opening up for public comment. We, of course, are finishing a little bit early, giving individuals some time back.
Thank you, Sarah. Yes, let's we'll transition now into our public comment segment of the agenda. So if you are joining for the public today and are on the Zoom and would like to make a comment, if you could please use the hand raise function, which is located in the Zoom toolbar at the bottom of your screen. If you are participating by phone only today, you can press *9 to raise your hand. And then once called upon, press *6 to mute and unmute your line. And then a couple of notes while we wait for the public to have any hands raised. A reminder, our next HITECH meeting will be scheduled in the new year, currently scheduled for January 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time. And also a reminder that all HITECH meeting materials can be found on healthit.gov and are available to the public. So let me check now. Not seeing any hands raised in Zoom, and we do not have any folks on the line at this time. So I will transition it back to Adele and Sarah for closing remarks and to adjourn our meeting.
Thank you, Seth. And yes, we are now at during the last minutes of our HITECH year. And before we officially close, I want to say thank you to Excel Solutions, especially under the leadership of Katie. They are the ones that put together all the send all the materials, make sure we have all of our webinar links, and they do so much behind the scenes, even in terms of our travel. So I just want to sincerely thank the Excel team for all of your mastery and keeping us always on track and informed. In addition, of course, my sincere deep gratitude to the ASTP leadership and all of our ASTP staff. We wouldn't be HITECH without you all, and we would also not be able to provide all of our thoughts and our recommendations without you all being supportive of such. So we value your partnership. We value actually being here and being able to lend our voice, and we are sincerely grateful for all of the immense amount of work that ASTP/ONC has made over this year and so many of the other years. Very, very proud to be able to call you all partners. And then, of course, directly to the full HITECH committee, you all are just an awesome group of people, and just want to thank you all for your sincere commitment, dedication, and as always, all of your thoughts of how we can continue to make things better in our country through health technologies for all people, with centering our patients, centering public health, centering equity, centering all of the various different aspects that we know is critical in order to create the healthiest country possible. And I look forward to sincerely working with all of you all in the upcoming year as we continue this journey. And then last but definitely not least, to my co-chair, Sarah, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a lot of things that go on in the background, and Sarah and I are in lock and step and constantly chatting. And so just really want to thank you, and congratulations also on your year as co-chair. And so at that moment, I'll turn it on over to you, Sarah.
Madel, thank you. Madel always has a way of saying what needs to be said. And so then I can just add little cherries on top. So again, first of all, as a first year in co-chair, I couldn't have had a better partner. Madel, thank you for teaching me and guiding me and helping me to do this job as well as I can. And really just reflecting, and Madel's covered so many of the key elements in our last meeting of 2024. So just as a facilitator that I am, it's really awesome to reflect on the collective experience and wisdom that we all share here in this meeting, and our like minds and kind of laser focus on ensuring that all the data elements and standards and policies that we engender and suggest really are consistently geared toward the better health of all. It's been an amazing year for 2024. I look forward to 2025. I'm grateful and honored for all the work that you all do and our federal partners, and very, very much appreciative, very appreciative of all of you, and we'll miss you. And I hope to see you all at the ASTP annual meeting in December, where we'll hopefully convene as many of you as can come just to connect before we kick off 2025. Thank you so much. Again, thank you so much to our AST friends, and you all have some time back, and I hope you enjoy it well and maybe take some self-care. I'm sure we all deserve it. You take care, and we'll see you hopefully in December, but definitely in January.
Happy holidays, everyone. Take care of yourselves and your loved ones. Hopefully see you in December, but ready to kick off the new year in January. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.